conspiracy theories. Do you ever have a ridiculous conspiracy theory?
No, I try to stay away from those.
And I try to stay away from the big ones, too. I'm avoiding all the Area 51s and the 9/11 truthers and all of those things. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about just in your own life.
Ooh.
Like back when I was convinced, because I had not fully embraced Apple. I wasn't fully in the cloud, Antoine.
Okay.
I had an iPhone, but I also had a PC, like a regular computer.
Uh-huh.
And I do believe all the Apple devices in my house ganged up on that computer and killed it. Yes, that happened. That definitely happened because that computer was fine until I got an iPhone and my wife got an iPhone. And then suddenly it didn't work anymore.
Yikes.
I had to go get another one. So I have a current conspiracy theory. I don't know if anybody else has one, but I think my Amazon Fire Stick remote control is out to get me.
Why would you say that?
The battery is always low, Monica.
Always.
Oh. Always.
Hmm.
It always tells me your battery is very, very low. So I put new batteries in.
Yeah.
And I swear, within like a week, your batteries are very, very low. I should point out, where do I order my batteries? Amazon. Oh, man.
What's the deal?
It's a setup.
It's simple. It's very simple. This is a conspiracy. I'm being had. They know. They watch me. And they think, we need to get him to buy more batteries. Go ahead and tell him the battery is low. Have you noticed, by the way, that if the battery low message comes up, what do you get, a solid week out of that thing?
A strong week.
I know. Yeah. You should replace them immediately. Don't give me that sense of urgency and put it in the red. Tell me it's going to be 7 days. You know darn well it is not right this second.
Yeah.
It is all part of the conspiracy. You see what I'm saying? Now it's all coming together. I believe Amazon is on to me. They know that I get my batteries from them. And then it makes the batteries in my Amazon Fire Stick remote go dead all the time. This person texts into 52353. There's a Fire Stick remote for an iPhone. I understand that, but I am not letting my children touch my iPhone. Are you crazy?
Never.
Oh, no.
Never. And then this. We've used our Fire Stick every day for almost 3 years and have only replaced the batteries once. They don't get their batteries through Amazon.
See?
Aha.
What did we learn, Zach?
Amazon is out to get me?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
So what are you going to do?
Well, you can't really beat...
Nothing!
You can't beat Amazon.
No, you can't.
No, Amazon can't wins.
Correct. I'm going to do nothing. That's
You'll
what I'm
need
going
them
to
before they
doing.
Need you.
I also believe it's my son who refuses to take that thing out of his hands, that remote, and I think he's just always jamming on the buttons. He's always just touching that thing, and he drops it down in the couch, and it just leans on its button for a little while.
Okay.
Yeah, he's the one, or as this person points out, wake up, Zach Jackson. They're not conspiracies if they're true.
They're facts.
Yes. This person has a conspiracy theory. The whole family laughs at him, but they will not watch a show on season one because if I like it, it will get canceled.
Oh, no. That's sad.
Yeah, but you want everyone else? I'll do that a lot of times. I think, look, I ain't watching this thing unless another season happens and you can prove to me you're committed to actually showing this through.
Here's my issue with that.
Well, it ruins it because then the show gets canceled because nobody watches
it. No. Here's my issue. And thank you for texting 52353. So let me say that first.
Yeah.
But now nobody can talk about season one when season two comes out because now they can't spoil it for you. So you've kind of ruined that being able to talk. Oh, I can't wait till season two comes out. Remember how season one ended? We can't talk about that now because you haven't watched season one. Wow, that music ended.
I know.
Exclamation point.